The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us today to better understand the use of water. Laura Ramos, the director of the California Water Institute, talks this morning about the Central Valley Project.
Imagine a state where agriculture fuels the economy, where cities stretch across deserts, and where drought is more of the rule than an exception. That's California. And none of it works without water. At the heart of the delicate balance lies one of the largest water engineering undertakings in the world, the Central Valley Project, or CVP. The Central Valley Project was born during the Great Depression. Authorized in 1933 and federally funded in 1935 as part of President Roosevelt's New Deal. Originally designed to control flooding, supply irrigation water to the fertile Central Valley, and generate hydroelectric power, it quickly became a pillar of California's growth. At its core, the CVP aimed to solve a seemingly impossible problem, moving water where it falls in the north to where it's needed in the dry but agriculturally rich south. The system starts at Shasta Dam, collecting water from the upper Sacramento River. From there, water flows downriver through the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, where it's pumped into the Delta Mendota Canal, delivering water to farms and cities all the way to the Mendota Pool in the San Joaquin Valley. Another branch of the system, the Fryant Division, draws water from Millerton Lake via Fryant Dam and sends it south through the Fryant-Kern Canal, serving the east side of the valley. Together, these systems transfer millions of acre-feet of water each year over hundreds of miles. But the CVP doesn't work alone. It's intricately connected to the State Water Project, California's other main conveyance system, authorized in the 1960s. The State Water Project channels water from Lake Oroville through the Delta and down the California Aqueduct, supplying urban centers like Los Angeles, as well as Central Valley farms. This system, ingeniously as it is facing 21st century challenges. Climate change has made water supplies less predictable, while aging infrastructure struggles to meet new demands. Legal battles over environmental impacts, endangered species, and water rights complicates every drop moved through these canals. And then there's the Delta. This hub, through which both CVP and SWP water must pass, is vulnerable. Levees are old, islands are subsiding, and saltwater intrusion threatens freshwater supplies. The controversial Delta Conveyance Project, a proposed tunnel beneath the Delta, aims to address some of these issues, but it's met with heavy debate. As California's water landscape changes, so must its infrastructure and governance. The Central Valley Project remains a lifeline, but its future depends on innovation, conservation, and cooperation. At the California Water Institute, we're helping to advance this future through collaborative planning, feasibility studies, and educational initiatives, ensuring that stakeholders across sectors have a seat at the table. Whether it's upgrading delivery systems, restoring ecological balances in the Delta, or exploring groundwater recharge opportunities that work with the conveyance system, the future of California's water depends on coordinated and a flexible approach. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.